This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Arnold in Office, the mix of politics and art. They are familiar bedfellows, actually. On an evening a few days before the recall election that would make the actor governor, artist and liberal activist Robbie Cannell stood in a Los Angeles deli talking to nearly 150 of his followers, co-conspirators in guerrilla art.
And one of the things we try to tell people is that you have to be very polite to everybody on the streets, because what we're trying to do is an alternative form of distribution of our concerns about issues that are very important to us. So really, you don't want to like go to jail or anything. You want to put up the posters, have a wonderful time, and go home.
That night, Robbie Cannell and his friends plastered the streets of Los Angeles with posters bearing an unflattering image of Arnold Schwarzenegger. In the past, he's lampooned other political big shots, President Bush, Colin Powell, Hillary Clinton. A collection of Robbie Cannell's many posters is out now in his new book, Art Burn, and he came by our studios to talk about it.
This is guerrilla postering. I consider myself to be a guerrilla artist, and this is a form of non-sanctioned public art. And in the sense that I happen to be like a pissed off painter, you know, without a lot of money, and the resources I have available to me to distribute my concerns about public issues to the public, directly to the public, are limited. And in this case, it's a minor form of civil disobedience, making thousands and thousands of street posters and getting up a little guerrilla volunteer army of my favorite club slime and grunge puppies and other people and going out into the night and spattering ourselves with glue in some of the most dangerous urban areas in the universe, like Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York, but really trying to participate in the public dialogue and kind of tickle regular people on the streets into thinking along with us about issues that are important to us.
You say you're a pissed off artist. What are you pissed off about?
I'm pissed off about the executive branch of the government being so into world domination, for one thing. On the other hand, domestically substituting surveillance for civil liberties for our own protection.
So your reaction to this is to create these posters featuring kind of heavy caricatures of these well-known people. The Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the President, often Governor Schwarzenegger in your most recent...
Well, you know, Rumsfeld and Cheney, I did them as Dr. Evil and Mini-Me. And, you know, they're into world domination. So Ashcroft, yes, you know, the Tower of Babel, all the stuff they're throwing at us, you know, that is just trying to scare us while they conflate the First and Second Amendment. And Arnold, you know, we have a relationship. So this is California. This is, you know, my home state. And he scares the hell out of me. You know, just celebrity and power mixed together with wild ambition.
These are very, I don't know if simple is the right word. They're very clear images that you do now. There's the humor in them is clear. The politics in them is clear, and they're about things that are, or about people who are present in all of our lives.
Yeah, they're basically, you know,
they're not abstract.
They're not, no. They're adversarial portraits of ugly old white men in suits and ties who have way too much power over us and are abusing it, and a line or two of hopefully satirical, humorous text. You know, colloquial American English, I think, is one of the most subversive forms of communication on the planet, and it can turn official language inside out. And combining that with...
Tell me what you mean, the little phrases that you
use.
Yeah,
little phrases, like, let's take Bubba, you know, Bill Clinton. Within, you know, internal affairs, you know there's an affair with an intern, that kind of thing. Or, you know, Ronald Reagan in the olden days when he was talking about the Contras and contradicting himself about the Contras. If you just take him and put Contra on top and diction on the bottom, and you know, he was a contradiction too. So that kind of thing. Or, you know, take stealing stuff from popular culture, like George Bush bombing Iraq again and for whatever his reasons are, all, you know, being not what they told us they were. Oops, I Did It Again, which is, you know, an ode to Britney. And kind of juxtaposing, you know, like a simple, sweet pop ditty like that with these excrescential acts of these guys.
When you go out and put these posters up, and these are posters that you put up with glue on public buildings and things like that, don't you sometimes run into maybe the building owner or the police who come along and say, hey, you can't do that?
Well, we always run into the police.
You do?
Always. And, you know, that's their job to know what's going on, you know, in the city at night. But, you know, I'll give a talk about guerrilla etiquette and how to talk to very large men in midnight blue outfits with shiny accessories in the middle of the night when they ask you what the hell you think you're doing. And it's very important to be polite and to answer them, we're doing an art project. It's a minor form of civil disobedience, so it's a little bit illegal, like being a little bit pregnant. And, you know, it's not like we're running away or anything. But you have to know how to handle yourself on the streets at the point of enforcement, especially after 9/11.
After 9/11, I was going to ask you if there really is, you call this a minor act of civil disobedience. I don't know if there are any more minor acts of civil disobedience.
That's a very good point, Alex. And, you know, we still have rights in America, right of free speech, a right of free political speech. But if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And but that's, you know, there are serious issues here. But I try to do it, engage it. Like I have a kind of, you remember the trickle-down theory of economics, which basically has stopped trickling. Well, I have a trickle-up theory of culture, and this is like up from the streets. We're kind of like burbling up because we got nowhere else to go but up, and kind of get out, infect the cities with these posters, just satirical wisecracks about very powerful people to kind of cut them down to size a little bit.
Robbie Canal, guerrilla poster artist and author of the new book and collection, Artburn. Thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
You can see samples of Robbie Canal's work on our website, npr.org.